Continuing in Al Nitzlas Yadayim, we'll try to finish up the bracha, at the very least, the first part of the bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem. We're going to teach the words again, although we've given many different meanings into the teach of these words. Blessed are you Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. So we discussed already numerous times. We start off with Baruch Atah, blessed are you. And we go Asher Kiddishanu B'Mitzvayisav, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was Mekadosh us. We're talking in third person. We go from Neichach, directly speaking to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, to going to, not directly, third person. Another pshat on top of the pshatim that we gave last week is that there's two different parts of a person. A person is made up of a neshama and a guf. The neshama is a part of the Rebbeinu Shalom from above. Mimal, it comes from the Rebbeinu Shalom. I mean, everything comes from the Rebbeinu Shalom, but the neshama is considered a part of Kaviyachol of Shemayim, as opposed to the guf is this world. So when we say Baruch Atah Hashem, we're talking about the neshama. Blessed are you Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that's the connection, that's the neshama. When the neshama is talking, the neshama has that direct connection to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We say, Baruch Atah, you, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, a direct connection. When we say the next part of the bracha, Asher Kiddishanu B'Mitzvosav, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was mekadosh us with his mitzvahs. Who was he mekadosh with his mitzvahs? Who performs the mitzvahs? The guf? The neshama doesn't perform the mitzvahs. Then the guf performs the mitzvahs. When we talk about the part of the guf, there we're already talking in third person because the guf has no direct connection to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. There it's hidden, and there we say Asher Kiddishanu. We now speak in third person. It says in the Iyun Tfila from Rav Shimon Schwab, when the word ato hanusach b'loshen noichach laKadosh Baruch Hu, shamavarech makir, the one who's making the bracha recognizes, shehu yisbarach karay veleinu bnei Yisrael betachlis hiskarbus v'anu yecholim ladaber elav kasha yedaber isha v'yehu. We, the person recognizes, the person is saying baruch atah, he recognizes that we have a kirvus with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We're speaking to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam the same way you're able to speak with your friends. You speak to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. L'chein, ein levarach b'kol rash gadol, ki anu kroivim ma'oyla izbar, v'ein tzarech la'ram eskoyel. It's brought down halacha, that Shemoneh Esrei specifically, we daven quietly. One of the reasons we daven quietly is because we don't want to disturb other people. Another pshat it says is because it looks like Chaviyachol, someone yells, it's almost as if he raises his voice very loud, it's like he believes that perhaps the Rebbeinu Shalom can't hear me. I'm down here, the Rebbeinu Shalom is up there, so I'm going to yell, I'm going to daven, but I'm going to yell. You're not allowed to do that. Why? Because it looks perhaps like that's what you think, Chas v'Shalom. You could whisper the words, your Rebbeinu Shalom knows what you're saying, you can think the thoughts as well, although Zachi of Tefillah means supposed to do with Pepeh, but, you know, the fact that you're actually saying it, the Rebbeinu Shalom definitely knows you're saying it, and there's no reason to raise your voice. And he says over here that when you're saying Baruch, of course you could say it aloud. And it's brought down in Halacha, Psak Halacha, that a person wants to be alone, or on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, when the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, most people, just about, don't know Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur davening, and therefore, you're allowed to daven out loud. It's not, during the year, it's a big problem, because your mom is disturbing the guy next to you. So, but it seems that the reason is because you're going to interrupt the person next to you. He's davening by heart, he's davening his words and his bracha, and you start raising your voice, he's going to get confused where he is, and you're going to mess him up, and he's not going to know where he was davening from. From Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, everyone uses a machzor, because they don't know the davening by heart, and therefore, by you raising your voice, it's going to give you more kavana, so it's permitted. Over here, he's saying interesting pshat over here, that when you make a bracha, it doesn't mean you shouldn't say it out loud for other people to hear, and other people to answer, amen, but you should realize that I'm Baruch Atah. I have a direct connection. I don't have to raise my voice for the Rebbeinu Shalom to hear. And you can say it low. Again, if a person is going to say it a little bit louder, give to be more himself, like we said already from the chinuch, that you say a bracha, when we say baruch atah, the point is to be more ourselves. Okay? But he said, but you need to realize this prat. Hashem, we say baruch atah Hashem. Pirash Nilayeli says, we discussed before, Mvarach Lailam, that's before. He says, Elikeinu, Lashon HaShulchan Aruch, Nair Chaim, Sifhei, Ubahaskira, Shem Elikim, when you mention the Shem Elikim, Yechavin, you should have in the Kavona, Shehutakiv Baal HaYecholis, that the Rebbeinu Shalom is the Almighty, V'Baal HaKoyches Kulam, with infinite ability, and he's the sole master of all forces. Baal HaKoyches Kulam, he's the sole master of all forces. Parshas like the Ramban, the Ksav HaKabbalah, in Parshas Bereishis, he goes through 10 different Rishayim on what the meaning of Elikim is, what you're supposed to have in mind. He seems to pass like the Ramban. So he, Umaran Hashem Shafal Hirsh, that's out. Beer, Shashem Elikim, the name Elikim, Miloshin Eile, Aleph Lamed Hei. What does that mean? These? Ela means these. The Ainu Shuiz Baruch HaKoyach HaElyon. The Baruch Shalom is the Koyach of Elyon. V'hu Adoin HaKol Eila HaZvarim HaNim Tzom VaHabriya V'hu Mekor HaKol HaMasiyas. The Baruch Shalom is the master on all of these. HaKol Eila HaZvarim. All of these things HaNim Tzom HaBriya that's found in the Briya, and he's the Mekor of everything that's in this world. V'hine Elikeinu Mori Al HaYois Baal HaKoyches HaZeh Shayach Eileinu Am Yisrael. When we say the word Elikeinu, we don't say Elikim. When we say Elikeinu, we say that the Rebbeinu Shalom has a direct shaychus with us, Klal Yisrael. Sheibokha bonu lizgalis eleinu, ve'yachdenu liyos imay, ba'emar anoichi Hashem Elikecha. The Rebbeinu Shalom has a direct connection to us. I mean, this is the same Rav Shimon Schwab who said when we said, from Rav Shem Shalom Farrell Hirsch, when we said Adoin Elom, we say, who Kaili? He's my God. Not just he's the God of the world, but he's my God, a direct connection. So we say a bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elikeinu, our God, the connection of us and the Rebbeinu Shalom. Melech Ha'olam, the King of the world, the ruler of the entire universe, Betanach Milas Olam Hu Miloshen Helam. The word Olam, world, universe, however you want to teach it, is a Loshen Helam, which means hidden. Dovash Ube Hester, something that's hidden. The Kabbalah says, "Pasuk min ha'olam ad ha'olam, he alanelam shekadam ubias ha'olam ba'ad ha'olam shetia acher kichoy savatzias shelhay alma ube'entzah shteis aloh ha'olam yisraelu nimtzas at kufor shebo'onu memalam atafki hanoyed lanu me'abar yidvaruch ube'loshin chacham mayu ha'olam k'may she'onu regilum mafarish al ve'emes gam ha'olam hazeh nelam v'nislam itanu. Everything is hidden from us. This world, whatever we think we see, we don't understand. Electrons. If you learn science and you understand science, how it breaks down from the molecule to an atom to the electrons, and you keep on going. It's half of a fella. The same way when you look at this table, we don't see molecules and atoms and electrons. We don't see any of that. What do we see? We see a table. Since so too this world, everything in this world is so complex. It's made out of so many billions of things. We have no sheikhs. There's elam shein nikkur klal b'chon elam ha'malachim. They keep their covers. We certainly have no sheikhs to up what's upstairs. We call elam kulehu be'emes tamir b'nelam. Tachash shikhasay b'mashalta shalabari manigiz b'roshma. This whole world is hidden from us. The greatness of the Rebbeinu Shalom, the strength of the Rebbeinu Shalom, this world, next world, it's all hidden from us. We need to realize that we're in this world and we think we see something and we think we understand something. We should know that we have so little shayches to it. My Sheryl of Hashalom, he was a doctor and I used to speak to him a lot about it, where he would tell me that he would speak to other doctors that weren't so from or weren't from, and he was always amazed how you could be a doctor and not believe in God. He says, look at the complex you are. He says, a lay person doesn't understand how a body works. Okay, so you never looked into it. You live your life. You get into a car. You drive a car. You walk around. You don't know the difference. Well, you don't know what's going on in this world. I mean, how a car is made. However complex a car is made, a car is, the human body is 10 gazillion times more complicated. He says, but if you understand the workings of the body, how it works and all its amazing parts of it, how could you not believe there's a God? How could you believe in Elohim? It doesn't even make sense. I mean, the fact that everything moves and how it moves in the way, like Mashiach Alav HaShalom is very into nanotechnology. There was a doctor who I met recently. My show was after the first show said coming soon, and I met a doctor, and he came over to me and he told me that Erev Shabbos he would see this doctor who was a firm yid, and he says he would sit him down and says, I have to tell you about Terry before Shabbos, and I have to tell you about nanotechnology. He says, why? This the doctor said, I'm not giving a psak halacha whether you're allowed to learn nanotechnology on Shabbos. But this doctor said, and again, I didn't argue with him psak halacha per se, but the point is, he says, he held that nanotechnology you can learn on Shabbos. Why? He says, because that brings him to the realization of the Borei Olam. He's able to connect more with the Borei Olam. Again, I'm not giving psak halacha from this doctor, he's not a pesik, but the point that, you know, a person who really looks around and tries to identify with where he is and who he is, you realize how deep we'll realize how deep the world is and how little of the surface we've actually scraped away at and we actually see. Like the table. The table, we look at a table now, four legs, and it looks very simple to us. It's made out of molecules, billions, and atoms, and then electrons, and all these other stuff. Which don't test me on, please. It's unbelievable. And this is what you, when the person making a bracha, he's making a simple bracha, a bracha that we make over and over again, a kama times a day. We keep on making brachas. We have to think a little bit, some of the time at least. Every bracha, like we said last time, every bracha is another opportunity to get a connection. It says in the Chai Adam, Chal Hei, Va'achar shegufoi v'lovosh u'mekoy meitar yochan atzmai levarach ha-brachas. When a person, after he's dressed, he should prepare himself to make brachas. A person has to be very careful. He should daven with yira. Again, we detach once a yira. Yira doesn't necessarily mean being fear, because fear could be if I care at a lower level. Someone fears, you're scared of punishment. You realize that God runs the world, and you realize punishment. And you're gonna do things because you're scared of punishment. That's one madriga. It's also madriga. But yira, the proper way of yira is awe. You're in awe of something. You're gonna spoil from it. A person's not supposed to fear his parents, that his parents are gonna beat him up, his parents are gonna hurt him, his parents are gonna take away his allowance, his parents are not gonna support him after he gets married. A person's supposed to fear his father, he's supposed to awe his parents, his father and mother. Be in awe of them. A-W-E. Awe. A person should not make any bracha that's a bracha levatala. A person didn't need to make this bracha at all. A person makes, for instance, he makes a bari pri adam on a candy, which is a bracha levatala. He wasn't mekayim anything, he didn't accomplish anything with it. Oh yeah, I feel like in bracha shena tzricha. Would it make a bracha shena tzricha? It's not needed. He makes a bracha. He already made a bracha on something else that patted this, and he's now making another bracha that wasn't necessary. Also a problem. Kigoyin, sheyocha lift out a bracha achas, or garim varach oi bracha. Kigoyin, sheni atzvon sheyar, umasik besicha, v'os chayil varach oi apam al shorosh. He says that's also a bracha levatala. The person who makes it, he's mafsik, he talks in between, putting on the tefillin, the shayat, and tefillin, the shayat, and then he has to make another bracha on the shayat. He says that's also a tefillin that's not proper. And a bracha levatala, over a loy seder d'rabbanan, and the person that makes a bracha levatala, he's over a loy seder d'rabbanan. Aval moitzi shem shemayim levatala. Someone says the shem shemayim levatala, over a mitzvah says the shem alekecha tira. Exiv, imlo yisishmar liyiras Hashem anich b'danayra kizehu mechlal hayir shalachaskish maya gadol kim b'derech shvach ubracha mashem mechuyiv. A person should have a yira that when he mentions the name of the Rebbeinu Shalom, he should be certain that it's a bracha that's needed and the bracha that he mechuyiv to make. Avoloi levatala v'yarei v'izdazei ayvarav his bone should shake b'shoshem maski Hashem. A person should, his mash, he should be thinking his bones, he should be, wow, I'm making a bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem, a direct connection. I can talk to the God of all gods, I can talk to the King of all kings. This stuff is unbelievable. I mean, we all have to work on this, even a little bit, we can understand that what a bracha is. This stuff is unbelievable. The loy shem hamiyuchad bilvad. And not just the shem hamiyuchad, all the shemes that you're not allowed to erase that are connected to the shem hagadol l'baruch shalom, v'afidu b'chalosh and aser. And then he writes in parentheses. This is a little bit of a scary story, but I think it's kedai to say over something for myself. I don't know about for you, but for myself, that hopefully we could think about it even once in a while and say a bracha somewhere close to what it's supposed to be. Kedei lahalhev leiv anoshim legoidel hazhiris b'ze'atik ma'isirav. To get people, like I said, to be, that they should, you know, get their hearts into it, to realize what a bracha is, I'm going to tell you over ma'isirav. Godel echad amgid v'shomer bez neshama l'koyel rash godel. There was in Shemayim, there was a big sound in the Bezna Shemayla, there was a big noise that, make room, such and such tzaddik is coming, he's going to be being nifter from this world, and he's coming upstairs, make room for him. They kablu, and they accepted him upstairs, b'chavad gadol, with great kavod. V'nasmilai, sefer Torah b'zroya, and they put a sefer Torah in his arm, v'shalu, and they asked him, Kiyamta Masha Kosufuza? Do you Mekayim what's written in this Torah that you're holding? V'omar, hey, yes. They asked him another question. Kiyamta Mitzvah Rishayna Shehi Peri Rosh Lola Noskla El L'Shem Shemayim? That you may, you had a know in this world only L'Shem Shemayim? V'omar, hey, Amru, Mi Mei Bach, Bo Malachim, Shenibu Mei Amitzvah She'asa, at a Mitzvah Eidaboy. And they said, who can testify what you're saying, hey? You're saying, hey. And who says? Can you bring witnesses? All of a sudden, myriads of witnesses came, all the malachim that were created by his good deeds and his mitzvahs and his Torah came and bore witness for him. That's Taka, hey, it's true. But they weren't done with him yet. This one said I was created from this mitzvah. Then they brought him to Arba Turim. They brought him Shulchan Aruch, Halacha, Tor. So the first thing was the Torah Shev Iksav. They brought him a Sefer Torah. Now they brought him to Arba Turim, the Tor, Shulchan Aruch. Were you Mekayim Torah Shev Alpeh? V'omar, hey! He once again answered, hey, remember we're talking about a big tzaddik, it says. U'mi meyed! And who's going to come witness? Ubo Hamalach and Kanal, and again, more witnesses came forward. He was Mekayim, all the mitzvahs, the Shabbat Peh. Harry Shabbat Peh is Mekayim. Achazesh Shalua, Nizharis Mela Haitzi Shem Shemayim Levatala. Were you careful not to be Maitzi the Shem Shemayim Levatala? Not to make a bracha Levatala? Not to say the Shem Hashem Levatala? Vayidoy! And he was quiet. Chazru v'shalu. They asked him another question. Ishtik le'amaluhu v'leimidi. He didn't answer us anything. What's going on? V'hichrizu achar edus v'bog dudim malachim levushim shchayim ve'idu. Malachim dressed in black garb came to be made that Hitaka was not careful and he was not nizir in the, saying the Shemayim Levatam. Ze'oi mendevesi b'yayim plaini. The first mile, one said, I was created on that day, kishahoytzi askaris kach v'kach, but Philip, but like Kavana. He said the Shem Hashem without Kavana. V'zeh mekach. V'yikru s'moistim kol ha-bezm shomayla, and the entire bezm shomayla ripped their clothing. V'gam ani kirasi, and I also ripped it along with them. V'amru, tipas rucha, this putrid drop, eich lo yiras. How could you not fear? How could you say the same Shemayim Levatolah? The Nigmar Dinoi, and his judgment was finished, and the Psak Din was, Oy Lover the Gehenim, Oy Lachsa Velover the Gilgal. He's either going to go to Gehenim, or he's going to return as a Gilgal. Ubacha be Gehenim be Gilgal, Atkan Lashem. And he chose to be a Gilgal. It's a scary story. A very scary story. For myself, I don't know about anybody else. Very scary story. Now, I don't think the answer is we shouldn't make brachas and we shouldn't daven, so they shouldn't have the malachim dressed in black garb come up in Shemayim because, okay, I just won't daven, I won't say Hashem Hashem Vatala. I don't think that's the answer. But for Keret, we have to work, like we said last week from the Goyim, they say over that every time we make a bracha, every time we say the Shem Shemayim, the Shem Hashem, we have an opportunity. We once again have an opportunity to do it the right way. We have to try to take advantage of it as best as we can. It's a very hard thing to do. The more we do it, you know, a person, a lot of times it's easier on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur to have Kavanah because it's once a year it comes around. So you can prep yourself. You have Hachanas, we have Hachanas, you have the Elul, you have a Aseret Yemei Tshuva. And one day, so you come and you know Rosh Hashanah, you can say the Shem Hashem. It's easier. People have problems then too. I'm not saying, but more of an opportunity as opposed to daily, we say in and out. Let's make over 100 brachas a day. Shem Hashem, we say many, many more times. We have to try. We're saying the Shem Hashem. We have an opportunity to say Shem Hashem. We have an opportunity to make a bracha and say Baruch Atah. You, the Rebbeinu Shalom. It says in the Goyim, Avnei Elio, Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Shnei Shemus Elohim Klal Kol HaTorah Kulei V'Chol HaShemus. Hashem Elokeinu. These two words, these two not words, but these two names of the Ribbono Shel Olam is Kol encompasses Kol HaTorah Kulei V'Chol HaShemus. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nister Mitzad Atzmai. The Ribbono Shel Olam is Nister. He's hidden Mitzad Atzmai. The Mehus, the actual of what the Ribbono Shel Olam is hidden from us. And he's known to us, and he appears to us through his ma'isim. What we can see in this world, and we can see what the Ribbono Shel Olam does in this world. We see a table. Ribbono Shel Olam created this. This we can see. That's how he's nigla. In every bracha we say a lashon of nigla v'nister. When you say Hashem, it's talking about the atzmius of the Ribbono Shel Olam, which is nister. Velikim, and the name Elikim is Meira al Ashkachos al B'Yosef. Is Meira, it tells us and teaches us on the Ashkach of the B'Yosef and everything in this world. Ulachain. Bechol Pash is based on Shem Elikim Levadai. Ulashkach is based on Yonim, Hashkach of Klolis. The Hainu al Kol B'Yosef al Kol Ailam Bechlolis. Hashkach of Pratis, Shemashkiach al Yisrael Levad. Uconnect the Shem Elikim. There's two different types of Ashkacha in this world. There's the Ashkacha of the world. The Ribbono Shel Olam has the Ashkacha of the world, he runs the world. But aside from that Ashkacha, there's something called Ashkacha Pratis, which means individual, to each and every Yid in Klal Yisrael specifically. He says, L'Al Yisrael Levat, only to Klal Yisrael. We'll connect the Shem Elikim. When we say the Shem Elikim, we have to be cognizant of that. That the point is that we have a connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We have Hashgacha Pratis. The Ribbono Shel Olam is watching each and every individual, each and every one of us. V'chein b'Torah yesh nelam v'nigla k'yidua. And in Torah there's also a concept of nigla nister. Kein esaknu v'chol bruch Hashem elekeinu melech olam. Hashem mitzad hanelam, the word Hashem havaya, from the hidden part. And elekeinu shehu mashkiach aleinu v'pratis. U'mashkiach gam al olam kule v'chlaus u'mashil aleim. That's what you're supposed to have in mind when you make a bracha. So just a sikkum of what we learned about a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem. According to some, when a person says Baruch, like that we said from the Zohar HaKadosh, it means the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Mekor Kol HaBrachas. We're not blessing the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't need us to bless him. He doesn't need our brachas. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the source of all bracha. Like we call the Ribbono Shel Olam, he's a rachum, he's a chanun. The Ribbono Shel Olam is not, he's someone, the Ribbono Shel Olam is something or someone that has rachamim or chanun. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the source of all rachum. As we state in Isaiah and others. Another pshat we said, like from Teres Chaim and others, is Toida. When a person says Baruch, we said from the Ben Ezra, Parashat Noach, thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam. thanking for everyone, for everything we have. Baruch Atah, thank you, dear Baruch Shalom, you, Hashem Elokeinu, that He gave us the opportunity. Thanking Him for everything that we have. When we say Hallel, He's saying, you're praising the Rebbeinu Shalom. You start off, you go through all the things, B'tzeis Yisrael, Hashem Zichron Yivorach, U'ma'oshev, all these things, all beautiful praises. Hallelujah, Hashem Kol Goyim, keep on going on. And then what do we do close to the end of Hallel? We say, Ono Hashem Yishiyano. Please, Rebbeinu Shalom, save us. Ono Hashem Atzlichano. Give us a Yeshua. Save us. Why? What happened? We're in the middle of praising the Rebbeinu Shalom. And it's like, okay, one second. God, we're still in the middle of praising you, but hang on a second. Can we just get something out of this? Oh, Hashem Mashiach, no. But to save us, please. We need a Yeshua. Save for another time. It's called Hallel. The pshat is that when we realize that the Rebbeinu Shalom is the source of everything, when we shabayach the Rebbeinu Shalom properly, and if the Rebbeinu Shalom does something for us, and we say Hallel on, let's say, Purim, we don't say Hallel. When we say Hallel on Yom Tov, when we say Hallel Yitzis Mitzrayim, when we say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, all times we say Hallel, we want to praise the Rebbeinu Shalom. What's the Yisrael? What are we praising the Rebbeinu Shalom for? Because we realize with praising Him and thanking Him for what He did for us, we're also acknowledging that He's the source of everything. And if you acknowledge that the Rebbeinu Shalom is taka the source of anything, then when you're saying, Om Hashem Mashiach, that's part of the praise. You go to a king, and the king gives you $1,000,000. And you go to the king and you say, thank you so much, king. I appreciate it. You're amazing, you're amazing, you're amazing. You go on and on and on. And then before you leave, you say, and king, can I also say, I know, I realize and recognize that you as being the source of everything, and that you can give me anything, can I get $1,000,000? So that's why you're asking for something, it's true, but it's part of the praise that you're telling him, the king, that I recognize that you're the only one that can give it to me. You're the source of it. And that's why I'm asking for it again now, because I know you're the only one who can give it. And that's the Yisrael, when we're saying a bracha, we say the Baruch Hashem is the Mekara bracha, and we thank the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's connected. If we thank the Rebbeinu Shalom, we realize that He's the source of it. That's how we can ask for things. A person that can, when we're making a bracha, we say, Asher Kedishonu, we thank the Rebbeinu Shalom for everything He's doing, and then the Rebbeinu Shalom will give us more. And like we said from the Nefesh HaChaim and others, that the Yisrael is the Chibur in Hashem. To have the connection. The Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't need a Baruch Atah from us. The Rebbeinu Shalom created a world. We're in the world, if they make brachas, that's how Shefa comes down to this world. A Brecha El Yoyna. Like we said from the Ach Pri Tzvu, he said, Meridli, the Rebbeinu Shalom understands that He's the King, the Melech, Malchim, Malchim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And how can we have a connection to the Rebbeinu Shalom? He created a world. He says, I can't expect you to treat me like the King of all kings, like the Rebbeinu Shalom deserves to be treated. We have no Shaykhahs. We're but a Basa V'dam. He says, at least treat me like you treat a king, a Basa V'dam. Treat me like a king. Have the same, the proper year that you have for a king. Treat me with a Hava, the proper love that you have for a king, and that's our connection. So when we make a bracha, we say Baruch Atah Hashem, which connecting to the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's a chance to connect ourselves, a chibur. And like he said from the chinuch, to be ma'ayir ourselves to have that connection. So every time we make a bracha, we should try to have. There's a lot of stuff that we said, and it's probably going to take us a long time. Probably won't have much time to do anything except make brachas if we had all these kavanas in our minds. But perhaps take one or two or three, some of these thoughts, and try to understand what we're doing when we're making a bracha. We have an opportunity, Baruch Atah Hashem, to talk directly with the Rebbeinu Shalom, to have a direct connection. While we understand, we have no connection to understanding. With Nelam from us, the Rebbeinu Shalom, He's so far that we don't understand, but the Rebbeinu Shalom still gives us. He gives us a tremendous chesed of us to have a direct connection to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Have a good night.